The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Dining with Dills. You're dining with Dills. Dining with Dills. You're gonna get your delicious fill. Yeah, dining with Dills. It's all.
It's Peter Dills, Dining with Dills, AM 830 KLAA. We're back for another fantastic show. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. What makes this show so fantastic? Well, our guests that we bring in make the show fantastic. Chef, you know her from Top Chef. You know her from Long Beach. Janine Falvo will be here. She'll be talking about an upcoming event that we're a part of here on AM 830 KLAA. Long Beach Restaurant Week. Yes, Terry Henry's here also to talk about it. And we've got a bunch of great, 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 great restaurants as always. And we have a major announcement coming up at 5:16 today. I am saying so major that I invited the whole Anaheim High School marching cheerleaders to come in and celebrate with us. And here they all are. They're so excited. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Major announcement at 5:16, so don't touch that dial. Of course, we will have giveaways. I guess we have a pop-up that we're going to be doing in part of the Long Beach Restaurant Week, and we have a trivia question that we will be doing for Rice and Shine. Am I saying Rice and Shine? That's off the top of my head with no notes. It's amazing what we do on the show with no notes. All right, so where have I dined in the last week? Well, as many of you know, I was born in Athens, Greece. Yes, in the 60s. I'm a 60s kind of child, and I was born in Greece. And I will try to say to you, my Greek friends out there, Kalispara. That means good afternoon in Greek. See, I've got cheat sheet right here. I can speak Greek because my friend who's listening, Chris and Mark, they are owners of Papa Christos. They've been doing it since 1948. It's a family-run organization. This is more of a shout-out to those guys. But Chris says that he listens every afternoon because they close up on Sundays at 4, and they're in the car right now listening to Dining with Dills. So hi, Chris. Hi, Mark. And they're also racetrack kind of guys. They've owned a few race horses in their past.
Then they got to be good guys.
I don't know. They're cautious guys because they used to have a few. I think they're down to one now. But we know how that goes when you own racehorses, right?
Yes.
Yep. It's smarter to own one if you're rich, because if you own more than one horse, you won't be rich anymore. But we digress. This is not a horse racing show. There's one here in the mornings that we like to listen to. Speaking of horse racing, Bob Hess is going to call in the next couple weeks because he's not.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say today.
No, he's not calling
in
today.
It was planned for today.
No, but we're looking for Del Mar races, Del Mar restaurants, because we do love the horse races here on Dining with Dills, and we love to eat. And so what better idea is it that we have to go down to Del Mar and find a whole bunch of fabulous restaurants in the Solano Beach, Del Mar area? If you have one, give us a call, 714-2830, 714-2830-830. All right, so what we're going to do before we get into our guests and all that stuff, I've got a lot of things I've got to give away, or we are fortunate enough to give away. So do we bribe our listeners? Of course we do. That's the fun here on Dining with Dills. All right, 714-2830-830, 714-2830-830. Listener Hal from San Gabriel says, Peter, you don't give out the phone number enough. I think I give out the phone number every 5 minutes. 714-2830-830. That's our phone number. So here is today's trivia question, and we will give you 4 tickets to the Angel game, which is happening next week here at Angel Stadium. And the deal is, it's Sunday, August 6th. It's first the Oakland A's. Time of the game is 12:35. We've got 4 tickets to give away. You must be 18 or older to win these tickets. And if you won something here on Dining with Dills, let somebody else win. Don't disguise your voice. I know who you are. I know who you are. And Kayla's here. Kayla knows who you are, and she's ready to answer the phones. And Kayla's gonna come in at about 5:35, and she's got a little review of a product, because we like to do gadgets here on Dining with Dills as well. So here is the trivia question. What? 714-280-8830. Go ahead, pull over, write the number down, put it in your phone, 714-280-8830. Four tickets to an Angel game, which is happening next Sunday. And we do have also pop-up tickets that Rice and Shine has provided for as well. Okay, here is a trivia question, friends, and it has to do with cheese. Oh, by the way, today is National Cheesecake Day. That's right, National Cheesecake Day. And I've been investigating on cheesecake, and I'm finding out there's vegan cheesecake, there's a lot of different kinds of cheesecakes. Philadelphia-style cheesecake, New Jersey-style, New York-style, Chicago-style. There's all these different types of cheesecakes. It's crazy. Okay, Roquefort is a French blue cheese made from the milk of what animal? Roquefort is a French blue cheese made from the milk of what animal? Do we have any sound effects for that? Let me see. Nope. It's not a bird. It's not a bird. Roquefort is a French blue cheese made from the milk of what animal? Give us a call right now. 714-280-830. Call us now so that you can go to the game next Sunday against the Oakland A's. All right. I mentioned the Papas Christos. I went there. I ate there. And I was fascinated to find out the things that I really didn't know about Greek food. Well, one thing, we're talking about cheese. You've all heard of feta cheese, F-E-T-A, feta cheese. It's a kind of soft cheese that I like to put on a warm piece of pita bread. Delicious. Well, I found out during my adventure at Papa Christos on Pico in Los Angeles that to be feta cheese, it only can come from Greece. So if there's a cheese that's made in Turkey or Armenia or wherever, anywhere in the Middle East, it can't be called feta cheese because feta cheese can only come from Greece. Did not know that. The other thing I found fascinating when I went to Papa Christos is that I ordered Chris came by, sat with me, and asked me what I liked. I like all the Greek food. I like the shawarma, the gyro, the feta, but my favorite thing is the lamb kafka. It's K, am I spelling it right? Let me get my glasses on. K-E-F-T-A. So it's kind of like a kafka, but I thought it would come on a like a skewer, like a stick. And I found out that no, that is the places that I've been going and getting it on a skewer or stick are Lebanese restaurants. Certainly it's closely tied in, but I learned from Chris, the owner, that to be real Greek food, it actually came in a patty. And he made so much for me that I actually saved it and brought it home and had it for dinner as well. But they have all the baklava, all the words that you can't pronounce, you know, filet of sole, plaka. Man, I'm going to mess up this one here. Oh, and my favorite, baba ganoush. Baba ganoush, the eggplant, the grilled eggplant. They have two different types, but I love it's a cold appetizer, and it's baba ganoush, roasted eggplant with some tahini. Well, you know what we should do one of these days? We should have all these restaurants that, like French, German, and I'll just butcher all the names of all the names of these restaurants, of their entrees. Whoa, we got a lot of calls. All right, that's what it's all about. We've got Huntington Beach, Cypress, Lake Elsinore, Laguna. So let's do this one more time. 714-280-830. Roquefort is a French blue cheese made from the milk of what animal? So let's go to, I don't know who called first because I actually should have been paying attention to the screen. I guess, was Darren first or was it Abar? Oh, Abar was first. Then let's go to Abar in Laguna Niguel. Abar, welcome to Dining with Dills.
Hi, this is a beer.
A beer. When Paul goes to a restaurant and he wants Budweiser, he says, I'll have another beer. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And they know what to bring me.
Yes, they do. Support. Yeah.
No. I want to recommend for you the yalanji. It's a grape leaf with vegetables inside and some rice. This is great. I don't know if you tried it before.
I have. I know exactly what that is.
It's so good.
Is that close to, okay, I know exactly what that is. Now, have you ever had spanaka? I'm going to butcher this name. Spanaka pita.
They call it in Arabic yalanji.
Oh, halanji.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm supposed to say to you, kalispera.
Good.
How am I doing?
You're doing great. You're doing great.
All right.
My answer is the goat's milk.
The goat's milk. No, it is not goat's milk, Abir. I am so sorry.
Oh,
bummer.
It's okay.
But call back. We've got tickets to Long Beach Restaurant Week coming up a little bit later. Let's go to Darren in Huntington Beach. Darren, welcome.
Thank you very much.
How are you, Darren?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. Do you speak any Greek at all?
I do not speak Greek, but I got to tell you a quick story because my buddy just came back from Greece.
Okay.
On vacation, and he walked up and he handed me a T-shirt, an evil eye, and a small wooden penis, which supposedly is supposed to be really big over there.
A what?
A small wooden penis, carved out penis.
Oh. And it's supposed to be big over there.
Evidently. Right. Evidently it is.
I was there about 2 years ago. I think I'm just going to stick to the question here. Roquefort is a French blue cheese made from the milk of what animal?
That'd be a sheep.
That would be a sheep. Congratulations. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Are you able to go to the Angel game next week at 12:30?
I would love to go. Thank you.
All right.
You.
So I'm going to put you on hold. That's Darren from Huntington Beach. She is going to ask you your date of birth, but don't worry. The only reason why is because you have to show your ID when you show up here at the stadium. That's correct. Darren from Huntington Beach, George and Richard, I am so sorry, but stick around. After the break, we will give away something else. Roquefort is a French blue cheese made from the milk of what animal? And the answer is sheep. Happy National Cheesecake Day. You know, yesterday was National Chicken Wing Day. And so we have a chicken wing question for you, but that will be at about 5:30 today. Excited to tell you about some really big news. Don't touch that dial. Besides the really big news, Top Chef Janine Falvo is here, and she's going to be telling us about Restaurant Week, which is coming to Long Beach next week. It's Peter Dills. It's Dining with Dills, AM 830, KLAA. Sunflower seeds, drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking ovaries, but at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous dream. Angels Radio, AM 830.
These are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup, special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Colombo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. You know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Colombo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard, 323-254-9138. Mangia.
You know, some combinations were just meant to go together. Burger and fries, washer and dryer, online dating. At State Farm, there's another combination that goes great together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, which I like, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is T.G. Metzger. He's here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save. Call him right now. T.G. Metzger, 626-445-1500.
It's Peter Dills, and if you like great Mai Tais and a wide range of Hawaiian-inspired food, then I need to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants. It's the Canoe House on Fair Oaks in South Pasadena. Great happy hour and some of the best Mai Tais that I've ever had. The Canoe House is fun. It's exotic. The food ranges from burgers and onion rings to ahi salad with weekly cold beer specials. And that Mai Tai that I was telling you about, you can get it at happy hour each and every Monday. Every night is something different. The Canoe House in South Pasadena is a great place for any night of the week, and it's only a short drive from wherever you're listening to our show.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's Peter Dills, Dying with Dills, AM 830 KLAA. We're back, and I've got some huge news for you, and I've got my Papa Christos Greek survival lesson. I need to have somebody come in and teach me Greek on the air. It says yes. To say yes is N-E-H. Wouldn't that be nay? Like nay? Nay sounds like no. Yes is nay, and no is ohi. Boy, this is going to be a tough language to figure out. Anyway, it's Peter Dills, Dying with Dills, AM 830 KLAA. Oh, we've got big news. Let's see, which little sound effect should I hit for that I have really big news? Let's try this one.
That escalated quickly.
Okay. All right, it's Peter Dills, Dining with Dills. We've been on AM 830 KLAA for a few years now. We are staying here. We're staying on our Sunday at 5 p.m. time slot. But I had a feeling that we weren't covering L.A. where I live, Pasadena, Glendale, Burbank, Long Beach, L.A. County. I just felt like this is an Orange County station. Of course, because it's Angels. We get a lot of phone calls. I know that there's a ton of people out there listening because Fullerton, Placentia, but nothing Pasadena, nothing Glendale, nothing Burbank.
Nope.
I have a cure for that.
Do you?
Why don't we add another radio station to our empire?
We could do that.
Why don't we do that?
Let's do that.
So starting in about 2 weeks, on Saturdays, no interference. I'm still staying right here with you in Orange County, but starting Saturdays on KRLA AM 870, we'll also be doing an afternoon show from Glendale. So we are going to cover, and the station, both of the stations have great reception, meaning that you can be in Pasadena listening to this, our show here on Angels Radio. You can be in Temecula or Long Beach. But now we'll be able to, I think, draw in more restaurants from where we live. And so I think this is good news for all. More coverage, more of me talking about food and restaurants. How fun is that? So that's my big news. Starting in a couple weeks, we'll be on twice a week, Saturdays and Sunday. Same format, food, adventures, trivia, giveaways, all that stuff. All right, the Sip Lounge is a restaurant. It's located in Long Beach at the Renaissance Hotel. And if you have been to the Sip Lounge, you've probably seen the chef there. Her name is Janine Falvo. Might have seen her on TV as well. She was on a contestant on Top Chef. Before we welcome her, somebody that, well, if you listen closely enough, a lot of the guests that we have here on the show, Terry Henry, our friend of the show, has arranged them because Terry is very involved in restaurants. Well, not only in Long Beach, but since we're talking about Long Beach, so Terry has been gracious enough to bring us guests from time to time. Terry is also here to talk about Long Beach Restaurant Week. So Terry, why don't we go to you first, and then we can do a drum roll for the chef, and tell us about the history of Long Beach Restaurant Week and where you started and where you're at today.
Well, this is the fourth annual Dine LBC Long Beach Restaurant Week, and it started 4 years ago. Just realized there were restaurant weeks in LA, there's restaurant weeks in Orange County, but Long Beach did not have their own restaurant week, and we've got dozens, hundreds of restaurants, great restaurants. We're really making a culinary footprint there, so it was time.
How many restaurants are there in Long Beach besides Del Taco and McDonald's?
Well, overall, there's about 500.
Okay.
We have over 60 this year in Restaurant Week, so it's very exciting. There's a dozen brand new restaurants this year that just opened up in the last year.
Are the restaurants going to offer special menus?
It's a dine-in event where restaurants are offering value oriented. I'm not a big fan of the word discount. Value oriented meals anywhere from $15 to $65.
Paul's a big fan of the word discount.
I'll leave that one alone. But okay. Yeah, so this is a chance for chefs such as Chef Janine here and other chefs to try something new on their menus, try out something new, to offer specials, to allow diners to try places that normally may be out of their price range, but to give them a chance to try it, and so they'll consider coming back for like a special occasion or mm-hmm. something. But it's about mobilizing the city. It's a big city.
Yes.
But it's a city of neighborhoods, and we want to try to mobilize, you know, get the people from downtown into Bixby Knolls and Bixby Knolls into Belmont Shore and Belmont Shore into West Long Beach. And you know, we want people out and about and dining multiple times, great deals, great restaurants, and we're so excited.
And when exactly does it start?
It starts Saturday, August 5th, mm-hmm. and goes through two weekends. So we designed it that way the last couple of years so we could hopefully draw those folks from L.A. and Orange County that might find it a little tough to get to Long Beach during the week.
We're talking to Terry Henry. It's Peter Dills, Dining with Dills, AMA 30 KLAA. We're here each and every Sunday night, 5 to 6. Restaurant week, give us the price range. I know we don't use the discounted word, but what is the range of 10 to 200 or what?
They're $15, $25, $35, $45, $55, and $65.
Tell me the $65 one.
Well, there's no individual $65 one. The other options the restaurants and chefs have is to do a dinner for two at a certain price point where diners share appetizer, each get their own entree, and then share dessert, because three courses for one individual can be a lot of food. My husband and I eat out all 9 days.
Is he happy about that?
Burp.
Do we have that?
It's tough. Yeah, do you have a burp?
Let's see.
Sound effect?
No, we do not. Oh, here. Oh, that's no. winner, chicken dinner. Oh, speaking of chicken, I have two tickets right now to give away. Part of this is Rice and Shine. They are doing a pop-up, and I have a trivia question. And if you call in right now, 714-2830-830, 714-2830-830. If you've won something, you know the rules. Let somebody else have a chance. I guess when we move on to the next station, do we start a new slate and let everybody call in again? Or
well, absolutely.
Oh, we do? Okay. All right. Then, so we still have the rules. I know that there's probably 200 people that have won in the last two years going, when is he going to let us call in? We want to win some more stuff. Well, we just keep giving away stuff. So, what's the question? The question is, what was the name of the restaurant? Because National Chicken Wing Day. What was the name of the restaurant and what city was the chicken wing invented in? What was the name of the city and the name of the restaurant that the chicken wing was invented? That sounds like a bird. That doesn't sound like a chicken. So give us a call, 714-2830-830, and we'll give you a free pass to Rice and Shine. And what's the gentleman's name that's in?
Chef A.C. Burrell.
Yes. He's a good guy. He was here a couple weeks ago. How fun is that going to be? The Sip Lounge, it's in the Renaissance Hotel, and the chef Janine is here. Hello, welcome, and sorry for the long drawn 25 minutes when I said you'll be on, but here you are, and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell me the experience on Top Chef. What was that? How did you come to be on Top Chef, and how? Because I don't know, and this is a legitimate question. How does one get to be a contestant on national television?
Well, it was a crazy process of casting and a lot of interviews and a lot of mental testing.
Was any of it staged? Did they say, like, you be the serious one or you be the happy one or get pissed off a lot or be happy all the time?
No, I have to say it was, aside from just waking up early and at different times of the day and night, it is all pretty real in the cooking scene. Now, I don't feel that I bring a lot of drama to the table, but maybe that was my demise.
Ah, well, you're a contestant.
I was.
All right. So let's get back to Long Beach. Sip at the Sip Lounge. What is your passion at the restaurant? How did it get started, and why are you involved? Why did they bring you to the Sip Lounge?
Well, I think I've been with the company with Renaissance and Marriott Hotels for a bit, and Sip is a very fun bar and lounge, and we do a lot of really great promos. We have a lot of activities, and Dine Out Long Beach is one of the ones that we love to participate in.
Do you know what your menu is going to be for the restaurant week?
We do. We actually have some selections for you to try today.
Let's do it. You know, I'm hungry.
So we're doing a lot of summer fresh, farm-to-table type things. So today I brought you an heirloom tomato salad.
Okay.
With watermelon, basil, some pickled onions.
Sounds healthy.
You know, for the most part it is.
Okay.
I finished it with a smoky blue cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Brings just a lot of different flavors to it.
All right.
And then we have a grilled char-crusted flank steak.
And you should be watching on Facebook right now, because we will be seeing what the food looks like very shortly.
So, and that is with a corn and green bean salad.
Mm, yummy.
It's really, that alone is quite healthy and delicious. And then some warm plums. And I made some pistachio ice cream yesterday, and it's set up and it's really good. I know you keep talking about your Greek.
Yeah,
Greek
pistachio, opa, whatever the word is there. Thank you. Let's see. Thank you. Ifkas, ifharasta. God, I got to practice. Boy, I suck at this Greek word. Oh, and what do we got there? That looks like some tri-tip.
That's the flank steak.
Flank steak. Okay, that's what you just said. That's what I get for taking off my headphones.
Okay. There's that pistachio ice cream, and this I make that with liquid nitrogen, so that's a lot of fun.
Mm. Okay. Terry, are you an ice cream kind of gal?
Who isn't?
Oh, okay.
Who isn't? I'm kind of a peanut butter and chocolate gal, though.
All right. I guess we need a spoon. It's Peter Dills Dining with Dills. We're talking about Restaurant Week in Long Beach. And if you're watching on Facebook right now, you're going to see that I'm going to take a bite of some pistachio ice cream. And you made this ice cream.
I did.
With everybody's in the other room, like standing up going, what are they eating? How come he never invites us in? All right, so do we have a spoon, or do we have to send Paul to the...
No, we might have to send Paul. Sorry.
Sorry, we'll have to send you over to the... we're going to have to send you over to the kitchen to get a spoon, but the flank steak is delicioso. Let's do that. My mom gets very upset when I put food in my mouth and I'm talking on the radio, but Mom, we're going to do it. All right, so we have two tickets that we're giving away to the pop-up, Rice and Shine. And it's a trivia question, and then once you win, we're going to give you a code that you're going to go on their website to win this. So, Chef, I'm going to take a bite of your flank steak. Tell me about this. How is it prepared?
So I put a rub on it, and mm-hmm. it has some brown sugar, cayenne, ash from onions and peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And I rub that on the meat, and I get the grill searing hot and just sear it and allow that crust to just make a crust on the outside and seal in all the juices.
Mm-hmm.
And we just slice it up. What do you think?
I love it. I really do. And that's why I went for it immediately, because we don't have a spoon for this. But that's okay. All right, so let's do the trivia question, and then we'll go to break. Then we'll continue more talking about Long Beach Restaurant Week. And I know that Kayla's going to come in. She's got a quick review. And then at 5:45 or 5:47, Leroy's coming in to talk about wines from Temecula. And then at 6, Al Manfrey is going to save you money, make you money. But let's do the trivia question real quick before we go to break. I think, was Bruce on the phone first, or was Bruce? No, Jan?
She's not there.
Oh, she's not there. She's going to get the spoon. So we have to stall. So we're going to take a break then. We'll take a break, and then we will not stall, because that's unprofessional in radio. We won't stall. Oh, she is coming, so we will stall. All right, so let's talk to Jan in Lakewood, or no, she's coming in with the spoon.
That's Hello? Why.
Okay, Jan. Jan, welcome.
Yes.
How
Hi,
are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. You know how to speak Greek?
No, I don't.
Either do I, apparently. All right, so I got a little bit of a trivia question for you. And if you get it right, we're going to send you to Long Beach, the Long Beach Restaurant Week, which starts next week. And we've got one of our favorite people, the Rice and Shine. He's doing a pop-up, And if you get this correct answer, then you get to go for free. Okay?
Yay!
All right. So tell me two things. Where was the chicken wing invented, and what's the name of the restaurant?
It was Buffalo, New York, and it's Frank and Teresa's Anchor Bar.
You're right on all three accounts. Oh, this ice cream is good. It really is. All right. So, Jan, are you going to be able to make the pop-up on Saturday?
I don't know. We'll see.
No.
What time is it?
Noon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us know, because if not, we...
Yeah.
Yes.
If not, Paul will be going.
Yes, we can do that.
All right, cool. I'm going to put you on break. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up Restaurant Week. We're going to talk to Kayla. We're going to have more fun. And don't touch that dial, because it's Dining with Dills, AM 830 KLAA. Oh, my God, that ice cream is so good.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
These are the sounds of Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. Did you see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Ah, incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Columbo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Columbo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. Sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Columbo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard, 323-254-9138. Mangia.
Hey everybody, it's Peter Deals for Sapporo Beer. It's the number one selling Asian beer in the United States. It's contemporary, it's stylish, it's food friendly, and it's legendary. Sapporo stands out from the crowd. Since its creation in 1876, Sapporo has been crafted using only the finest ingredients. Sapporo maintains its rich brewing tradition and historical taste profile, which were first modeled after the Bavarian purity law. I love it. When it's warm outside, there's nothing better than a cold Sapporo.
Hi, fans. This is George O.
And I'm Chappie.
We want to invite you to listen to our horse racing and sports show with Chappie and George O.
We will concentrate on our passion, horse racing.
But we'll be touching on other sports like baseball, basketball, and especially football. We'll have great guests like jockeys, trainers, and handicappers from around the horse racing industry. Our show will air every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's the Morning Line Sports Show.
With me, Chappie.
And me, George O. Don't miss it. 8 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's Peter Dills, Dining with Dills, AM 830 KLAA. Now, what am I eating now, Chef? Green beans, corn, and...
Fingerling potatoes.
Mm. Boy, all this... Well, the beef. All right. Hey, oh, by the way, each and every guest, and this is true, each and every guest on Dining with Dills, I bet when you go to other shows, they don't give you a gift. I give you a gift.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, you get presents.
Yes, you get a bag of my nuts. You gotta be nuts. Basil and sun-dried tomato almonds available at Pavilions. These are for you.
Cool, thanks.
Yes, indeed. Each and every guest on Dining with Dills gets a bag of nuts. And if you can't get into the studio to get a hold of my nuts, you got to go to Pavilions to get them. In the produce department. On sale for $4.99. Dining with Dills is brought to you by Tattinger Champagne. Get over to your local supermarket and get yourself a bottle of Tattinger Champagne. I sure swallowed a few of those bottles last night, didn't I, Paul?
Yes,
it was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, happy
birthday. Happy
birthday.
Yes.
And we drank champagne all night. And we're here. I didn't know if I could make it or not. That's going to be Paul and Kayla doing the show today. But I bounced back pretty well. All right. So before we go to Kayla, let's wrap one more time with Terry Henry. She is actually the organizer of this wonderful event. Give us it one more time.
Dine LBC Long Beach Restaurant Week, August 5th through the 13th. Go to dinelbc.com for all participating restaurants and menus. Most of the menus are up.
To make it simple, though, for our listeners, they can just show up to a restaurant. But
right.
you want to see on your website the 60 that are participating.
Absolutely. And you can search by neighborhood, by cuisine type, by price point. And that's right. There's no tickets, no passes that are purchased ahead of time. You just go in and enjoy a wonderful meal at a great price.
And Chef Janine, Top Chef contestant at the Sip Lounge at the Renaissance Hotel. What have you seen differently? How long have you been at the Renaissance Hotel?
I've been in Long Beach for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Any changes? Any misconceptions you had about Long Beach, or you've embraced it? You loved it, or is it better than you thought it was going to be?
I think I've embraced it. I'm always on a daily basis surprised at how much growth there is currently down in downtown Long Beach and Belmont Shores and the whole area. There's been a lot of restaurants popping up left and right. Just not just in downtown, but all over Long Beach. Really good flavors, and great diversity
cool.
in cuisine.
All right. So that's it. Put it on your calendar. But I think Terry's going to be back next week talking with, who are we talking to next week?
We're talking to Great Society Cider and Mead Restaurant.
What is that? What exactly is that?
Cider and Mead?
Mm-hmm.
Cider is made from fruits. Mostly apples, right?
No, I know that, but tell me about the place, the restaurant.
It's kind of like a gastropub, but with cider, you know, ciders on tap, mm-hmm. and mead, which is wine made from honey, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to show up and I'll bring my plums with me.
They're actually celebrating their first anniversary next week, too.
That's good
so
stuff.
They'll be a great guest.
All right. Well, good. Good job, guys. Kala Afrabrasta, whatever that means. Thanks for coming in. All right, so Kayla is our intern.
Mm-hmm.
And Kayla intern, we call her Kayla intern or Kayla the gadget girl, gal. So every day I get these things in the mail, either wine, products, or people that want me to go check out what they're doing. And all I do is just bring up the stuff and give it to Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes through the box and bags and finds if there's anything interesting that she might be able to talk about. So if you have a gadget out there, you can get a hold of me through my website, peterdills.com, and Kayla will test it, right?
Yeah.
Kayla will test it.
I'm the disinterested third party.
Yes, that's correct.
Uh-huh.
You have yes, I understand what that means. Yes, I got it. Gluten-free, what do we got
okay.
today?
Okay, so welcome to Kayla's Gadget Corner.
Uh-huh.
So this is the last of the products that you gave to me from Edwards and Sons.
Uh-huh. They keep sending me stuff, trust me.
So their shtick is that all of their stuff is gluten-free.
Uh-huh.
So this is green banana flour. What's the first thing you think of when you think you need to make something with flour? You make pancakes.
Okay.
So I made pancakes.
Actually, this sounds promising.
It's not as promising as you would think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't taste that great, to be honest. Like, it's green banana flour. So it tasted like green bananas. So it tasted a lot like unripe bananas. The texture was like really dry and mealy and coarse and what have you. I don't know, like if you want to be gluten-free, like that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Edward & Sons has you covered, but I don't think I've given a stellar review to any one of the products from them that you've given me.
I think what we should do is we don't want to have bad reviews. We want to have good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we need to do is find some better products to give to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're being very stickler about these products that I give to you because you don't like them. But I don't. I know. When I open,
I mean, you're asking me to review them, so I'm not going to lie.
I know. We got to find something you like, though.
Yeah. Well, steer away from the gluten-free stuff, I guess.
Yeah, well, okay.
So, I don't know. I'd give this like a 3.5 out of
100?
Out of 10. Like, if like the pancakes with the syrup and the butter, like they were again okay. Like I throw the word okay around a lot, but like I see no point. Like just use like almond flour or coconut flour at that point. You know?
All right, I'm gonna get one of those meatloaf bags or those, you know, easy to do meatloaf things, and I'm gonna have you use those things, and we'll review that because maybe I should pick the products.
Meatloaf bag?
Well, no. I'm saying maybe I should pick the products that I'm interested in instead of the things that people are sending me, you know?
Oh,
maybe.
So I get to judge your judgment.
Well, no. Mm. I'm going to give you the ingredients, and then you're going to make it. The meat, you're going to make meatloaf.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant that you pick products that you like, and then I tell you whether or not you had good taste.
Oh, well.
Which I could also do. That sounds like
fun. I'm kind of like Terry. I just go out to eat every night. I don't know. What do I know? I don't want to sit around. It makes me nervous. Okay. Oh, that's right. One more thing. So when we give out these, like we give out these gift cards and we send out stuff all the time, I got everything out in the mail last week. Everything out in the mail. But give your card. Yes. Everything out in the mail last week. Yes. Thank you. But sometimes we have to substitute the prize, not very often, but sometimes we have to substitute what we're sending you. So then that's why Kayla, when you call in to win something, she'll ask you for your email address.
Mm-hmm.
And then I email you, not you, I email the person that won and say, hey, we have to send you 2 tickets to the Wilson Creek, which is even better than probably the Del Mar thing. And then I don't hear back from you. So in case that you've won something and you got something else, don't worry. It's better always because we just have to substitute sometimes. But we have more Wilson Creek wine tasting cards to give away in the next few weeks, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. So why don't we take our quick break, and then I'll come back, and then I'll introduce Leroy. And then Al will be here at 6 to talk about your money. It's Peter Dills, Dining with Dills, AM 830, KLAA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hey everybody, it's Peter Dills for Sapporo Beer. It's the number one selling Asian beer in the United States. It's contemporary, it's stylish, it's food friendly, and it's legendary. Sapporo stands out from the crowd. Since its creation in 1876, Sapporo has been crafted using only the finest ingredients. Sapporo maintains its rich brewing tradition and historical taste profile, which were first modeled after the Bavarian purity law. I love it. When it's warm outside, there's nothing better than a cold Sapporo.
You have got to get to Gladstone's, smack dab in the middle of Southern California in the thriving little hamlet of Long Beach overlooking the Queen Mary. Gladstone's. Why? Well, seeker of wisdom, truth, and gustatorial delights, the mere fact that you honor the world with your magnificent presence is reason enough to revel with abandon in the freshest and most tantalizing provisions from the fertile plains and the briny deep at Gladstone's. Feed your happy little face mouth-watering laughter from the seven seas. Clam chowder so delicious, George Washington would swim the ocean for. Salmon so scrumptious, it might kiss you. Specials every day, and all at a price that won't bust the budget. Yes, I'm talking to you. It's the just reward for you being you. You have got to get to Gladstone's, smack dab in the middle of Southern California, in the thriving little hamlet of Long Beach, overlooking the Queen Mary. Gladstone's.
Hey, baseball fans, it's Peter Dills. Pyology specializes in making your own pizza your way with a variety of sauces, cheeses, and crusts and dozens of toppings. Pizza is an art at Pyology. Enjoy unlimited toppings, friendly staff, and for those days when you need fewer choices, a selection of appetizing specialty pizzas you can choose from. Made right in front of you, ready in minutes, Pyology is quick, affordable, and most of all, delicious. Located in Carlsbad, San Diego, Escondido, and on Bellflower Boulevard in Long Beach, Pyology is pizza. Pizza.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
It's Peter Dills, Dying with Dills, AMA 30 KLAA. What is going on out there? We're here. Are you on Facebook? If you are, you should be following me. If not, don't worry. Not everybody's on Facebook. You can get on our mailing list at peterdills.com. Simple, peterdills.com. Click here and you will know everything. Wherever I dine, wherever I go, you'll see pictures of me eating and drinking and having a good time. And isn't that what life is all about? So next week we'll be back talking a little bit more about Long Beach Restaurant Week. And we'll have gift cards to give away and whole bunch of fun. But there was one more thing I want. Oh, okay, but as I mentioned, the big announcement is that we are staying here on our station, AM830 KLAA, and we'll have another show on Saturdays. And no, it will not be the same show, be the same type of format, restaurants. But I just felt, and Paul and I talked about this, since we live up in Pasadena, that we're just not getting calls from Pasadena, Burbank, Glendale, and I think this will take care of that. So we'll have Orange County covered and Los Angeles covered. And if you own a restaurant or a hotel or a winery and you're thinking, well, maybe we should advertise our restaurant on this guy's show because he's got everything covered, that would be a good idea. And you can get a hold of me through my website, peterdills.com. You can do that. And I am pretty good about getting back to people out there. So I think it would be fun if we had somebody that came in and I would have a menu in front of me, like this Papa Christos menu that I have, and I'll just try to say the words best as I can. Feta plate, that's easy. Hummus, that's easy. Here, horta and beets. Tabbouleh, I can say that. Let's see. Octopus is octoputakaya. Octoputakaya. Calamari, that's easy enough. Santorini, which is a sautéed skillet with feta, olives, tomatoes, and garlic. You know what I like about the Greek culture and these Middle Eastern dishes? They're not shy about, because you know everybody, my daughter, oh, you got to be vegan. Oh, you got to eat vegetables. It seems that these people, that doesn't sound right, does it? People, Middle East and Greek, they already do it. They already have all these wonderful, wonderful dishes that are vegetarian already, and they don't make a big deal out of it. We make a big deal out of it here in LA about, you know, being vegan. All right. So anyway, with all that, I see walking in right now is Leroy, and he wants to talk to you about wine from Temecula. So we will see you guys next week. And don't touch that dial, because Al is wearing a blue shirt, and Al's coming in at 6, and he's going to make you money, save you money. And all you have to do is listen. It's free advice. And for now, we'll talk to you guys next week. Peter Dills, AM 830 KLAA.
It's Before 6 and time for Leroy Wine Guy Guilford. Before 6 is the weekly wine commentary by Leroy and his friends in the wine lifestyle world. This portion of Before 6 is brought to you in part by 1-833-4-FREEDOM.com, where members help fellow members become financially free. And now we conclude Leroy's 2008 interview with Heidi Peterson Barrett.
Wow, what an honor to get into your kind of position where you have the kind of notoriety you do. That doesn't just happen. I mean, there was a long trail of blood, sweat, and tears.
Very long trail. Yes. Yeah, I joke yeah. about being a 30-year overnight success. You know,
yes,
it
that's
really what... doesn't happen just you know, by happenstance. You really have to do a lot of hard work along the way and work your way up the ladder from the very bottom. So I think that's true with a lot of successful people. They have, you know, it turns out they just really work hard at what they do.
Now, in your case, because you come from a family that was involved in the wine industry, right?
Yeah, correct. My dad's a winemaker.
Okay. And so how did that translate into you? I mean, it would be obvious in some fashion that you're in a family that loves wine, mm-hmm. that's going to be planted in you at an early age.
Yeah,
but then finding your own way as an adult, you know, do I want to follow in the footsteps of the family? What was the process that brought you to decide mm-hmm. that you wanted to be a winemaker?
Yeah, well, I grew up around wineries with my dad, you know, from a very young age. I can remember probably tasting wine at like age 2, something like that. Just, you know, little sips here and there, or we would get, you know, half wine, half water with dinner, a really tiny little glass mm-hmm. when we were mm-hmm. kids. Just, we were always brought in and included in tasting wine and having wine with dinner. It was just a very normal part of life for me growing up as a kid. And of course, my sister and I followed my dad around whatever winery he was working in. We were like the little baby chicks following him around and checking out all the wineries. We thought was so fun. So really, I didn't consider that I would go into that until sort of last year of high school, time to pick a college, and kind of had already been working at the winery as a summer job, of course, all through high school. So looked to UC Davis and just applied only to that one college and got into the wine department and sort of never looked back. So
no, but you have. You did state the other day that you easily could have been an oceanographer, did you say?
Yeah, all those little compatibility tests that you take in high school of what your interests are, mine came up really strong with marine biology. I'm just drawn to the ocean. I learned to dive when I was early on in college, and I love everything to do with the ocean. I'm just fascinated by fish and plant life and all the symbiotic relationships of the ocean. Love to scuba dive, love kayaking, snorkeling, any of that. I'm just a water girl.
But you're also an air girl, right? Because I understand you're taking helicopter pilot lessons.
I know. My dad was a helicopter pilot, and my husband is a pilot, and something I've always been attracted to are helicopters. I think there's also sort of a magic element, how they can fly where it looks like they shouldn't. You know, they have that 3D element, which is kind of exciting, and now that my kids have gone off to college, I decided, okay, all right, I'm gonna give this a shot. So it's been quite fun, a big adventure.
Now let's talk about the name La Serena, because that ties into your love of the ocean, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, La Serena means the mermaid, like a siren, La Serena, in both Italian and Spanish. And as mermaids have magical qualities, we all know that, so does wine. I think everybody feels that about very special wines. There's something magic about them. It's not just like any other product. And often wines can't be duplicated. There's just the certain elements that come together in any given year from any given vineyard are very specific and very individual, and there's something very magic about that. So that's the combination, kind of combining two things I love, making wine with my love of the ocean, became La Serena.
Now, with the La Serena label, you were saying that actually has been in existence for you since 1994, correct?
Yes.
That was kind of in the background because so much of your notoriety came from Screaming Eagle. How did you end up at Screaming Eagle, and then how did that branch out to also create your La Serena label?
Well, I have been making wine for a long time. I got out of Davis in 1980, and of course didn't move right into the winemaker slot. I did some internships and worked as an assistant winemaker for a few years, but probably about 1983, I got my first chance to become a winemaker for Buehler Vineyards. I was only 25 at the time, so it was one of the youngest winemakers of that time. But kind of kept working my way up and worked for a fellow named Gustav Dalla Valle. The winery is called Dalla Valle after their last name. In the, late 80s through the mid-90s, I guess. I worked there for about 8 years. Gustav had his property was bought from a real estate agent down the hill from him named Jean Phillips, and she had this small vineyard, and she was just kind of hadn't really made wine before, just kind of trying as a home winemaker, basically, and he kind of sent me down to help her out. And who knew, that became what's now known as Screaming Eagle. But from 1992 was the very first vintage. It wasn't famous then, of course.
Right,
there was
right.
no wine made then. And from the very first year, we were able to really make something special, and it just continued that way and really was able to create that brand and build that reputation for making consistently some of the best wine.
Now, you ended up, when at Screaming Eagle, where much of your vintages, that as they were going to be made available, were actually all pre-bought, was that right?
After the first few years, when it started winning a lot of tastings and started to get, of course, those high scores didn't hurt at all. People started sort of this mad dash to try to join the mailing list, buy the wine, and it became all sold through mailing lists, which is unheard of, really. I mean, every winery would kill for that.
Yes,
you know, it's really what you all strive to do.
Yeah, because you know, once you make a wine, it's like already a done deal. But doesn't that add a lot of pressure, I would imagine? Just like a ball
tremendous
player
pressure.
Who signs this multi-million-dollar contract, and then he has a fizzle year.
He's got
I would imagine that there's that same kind of pressure, huh?
Exactly, and yet he's got to step up to the plate every time, and it's very much the same thing. It's like, oh, great, now look what we did. Now we have to do this again and again and again. But actually, I think that pressure also makes you step up to the challenge. And so I think I do better with a little bit of that pressure. It can be too much sometimes because there is a lot riding on that. But then I'll remind myself, okay, this is not curing cancer. This is just making wine.
Right.
Yet it is making really good wine.
This has been Before 6 with Leroy Wine Guy Guilford on The Peter Dill Show. This portion of Before 6 has been brought to you by 1-833-4-FREEDOM.com, where members help fellow members become financially free.
What could you do with an extra $500 a month? Pay off some bills, buy a new car, take a vacation, pay for your child or grandchild's school tuition? What if it was an extra $500 a week, or even $500 a day, even $10,000 a day? Could that change your current circumstances? Now, as a talk radio listener, I am sure you've heard those commercials for that private organization where its members share in paying one another's medical bills. Well, there is another legal private organization where its members share in each other's financial freedom. Now, this is not a home-based business and you sell nothing. You just learn from other members how to receive cash to your door legally daily. So if you dreamed of becoming financially free or maybe just escaping financial duress, well, then call or click toll-free 1-833, the number 4freedom.com. That's 1-833-4freedom.com. Call or click 1-833-4freedom.com, where members help fellow members become financially free.
You know, the most incredible wine anyone may have ever drank was probably at a singular event in history. Yes, a very special wedding, circa AD 30 in a little town in Cana, Israel. An incredible miracle of provision performed by Jesus, yes, son of Mary and Joseph, and one you've probably heard about. Now, that wasn't surprising considering Jesus would go on to say, I've come to give life and that more abundantly. Well, you know, there's another wedding very soon on the horizon where he will once again serve up that incredible wine. Find out just how fast this event, the wedding supper of the Lamb, is approaching at jmmedu.org. Joseph Morris is the world's foremost thinker and commentator on just how fast this event is approaching. Every week, you will learn of news happening all over the earth, much of which never makes it into the mainstream media, that corroborates so much of what Scripture has foretold. A new video blog is posted every week by Joseph Morris Ministries, End of Days Update, at jmmedu.org, because this is one wine event you do not want to miss.
Dining with Dills. You're dining with Dills. Dining with Dills. You're gonna get your delicious fill. Yeah, dining with Dills. It's all good.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.